Okay, guys, so welcome back on Wake Up with the Blue Fab. So I'm your host Charlie, and like you see on the chat, I'm gonna talk about a couple of things that you should know now, like 30 things. I don't know if I'm gonna go over everything, but this is those things that you just have to remember yourself that that's okay. We all pass through failure, we all have some down, sorry for my dog, but you just have to remind yourself that it's okay. Okay, so this is 30 things that you wish to know now, right now, and not just wait. Okay, so anybody get through life with losing, you know, someone that they love, someone that they need in their life, or just something that they went through that at first they were just like, oh, this is like so much like a problem, they see the situation like so big, but at the end you just understand that, okay, it was meant to be for me. Like, I need to go through those things, through those situations to, you know, understand and grow. But because in those loss, these loss make you stronger. And you need to go through those loss to, you know, see more opportunity and grow and have more happiness. Okay, sometimes when you just see a situation, you're just like, why is happening to me? Like, why have this and this and this? But at the end of the day, everything happened for you, not to you. You just need to remember yourself of that. Okay, so the first one is, you are not what happened to you in the past. Okay, give me just 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, sorry, I have like my family just coming in. I was just like, what is happening? Okay, so let's get back to it. Okay, so you are not what happened to you in the past. Okay, and what I mean by that is that no matter how chaotic maybe your past have been, or your future is super clean, fresh, like wild, open state, you are not what your past habit or failure. You need to separate yourself. Okay, you are not how other people see yourself or treat you. You are, oh, sorry, I'm going to let the people in and then see. You are only who you think you are right now, in this present moment. You are only what you are doing right now in this present moment. So that's why when we are saying that, when you are doing your manifestation or things like that, you need to see yourself as that person right now. Okay, don't let anybody like tell you something and you have to believe them. You have to think like that. You need to move like this person. No, you are your person right now. Okay, so you need to change the pattern that you have in your head that you are who you are right now. Okay, don't let anybody tell you who you are supposed to be, how you act or something like that. Just be yourself. Okay, the next thing is that you need to focus on what you have, not on what you don't. And sometimes this is like tricky because you want to manifest everything that you want. You want to manifest your dream life. But when you are manifesting, you are focusing and you are thinking about what you don't have. So sometimes like the line is so cool, like fine, that you think that you are focusing on the thing that you want, but at the same time, you are doing the opposite. You are focusing on the thing that you don't have. So sometimes you need to be very careful when you are manifesting and when you are doing your manifestation, because sometimes you are not doing it the right way. And at the beginning, it's so like, so difficult. Like even for me, when I started my meditation journey, if I can say, it was so like tricky because you have so many thoughts, but you need to be clear on what you want to think, you know? So the most important thing is simply to find one positive thought that inspire you, that help you to move forward through a goal, basically, to be positive and hold on this thought, focus on it. Like just focus on one thought and this will help you to get through manifestation and help you to that. So let it inspire you and start moving on this thought. So for example, every single day, you could have a new thought. You know, so when you are doing your schedule for the week, you can find, okay, so on this week, I really want to, you know, focus on my health. So how I can see myself, I want to lose weight, I want to feel myself, I want to be like I just want to be like good in my body, in my clothes, I want to look at the mirror and feel myself. You should focus on that every single day for 1 week or a month, it depends on you. And after, you can move on a new thought. So this can help you to just really focus on something that is positive for you and not do the opposite. Because like I said, the line is so fine between those that sometimes you're just like, you think you are focusing on the good thing, but at the same thing, you are not. Okay, so maybe this can help you. The next thing, okay, the third thing is struggling with problem is a natural part of growing. It's okay. And you should struggle for real. You know, some people are just like, oh, but I don't like to fail. I don't like to, you know, don't have the result that I want. But part of growing up is experiencing unexpected trouble in life, basically. Like this is like, I think this is like the perfect definition that I can tell you. Like part of growing up is experiencing unexpected trouble in life. People lose job, they get sick. And even sometimes, like he said, like not in his example, people will die in car accident or something like that. And they're smartest, and oftentimes, like people, like you just like, how can I say? I'm just like overwhelmed with all my world. Like often, okay, the hardest thing we can do in this type of situation is just to have a better reaction. And this is not the first thing that I said that sometimes we always like rehack in not the good way, you know? And you need to remember that those strategy, those situation, those reality that you are living in, even if they're super bad, like when they see them and when you are in that situation, they're just an opportunity to grow stronger. And I get it, like I don't mean that when you have a car accident this is like super positive and you need to be like the good side of it. Of course, sometimes you're just like, what is happening? Like this is so bad, I don't understand. Like sometimes it's very difficult to see the good things, you know. But every single situation that you need to figure out and you need to fight yourself, this is an opportunity to just be stronger. Okay, it can be in your personal life, it can be like in your business, like you just need to be stronger. Okay, next. The next point is it's okay to fall apart for a little while. It's okay. Like you don't have to always be all in. And just like never stop and never take a break. It's okay to fall apart for a little while. Okay, you don't always have to pretend to be strong, and there is no need to consistently try to prove that everything is going well. Maybe you know someone, or maybe you are that type of people that you just always want to seem perfect, like everything is always perfect for you, everything is going your right, everything is okay, you always have the best result, you never fail, like your business is perfect, your life is perfect. Like maybe you are this person, because I know some people that are like that, that you look at them, you're just like, how this person can do it? Like how? Like I'm trying to do the same thing, but it's not working for me. So if you need to cry, like cry if you need. You know, it's healthy sometimes to just cry like 10 minutes and get back. Like sometimes I'm doing that. Okay, I don't know for you, but sometimes I'm just like so overwhelmed and we have so many thoughts and we overthink and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, wait, I just need 5 minutes crying and after I'm going to be back. I'm going to have more energy. But the thing is that you don't want to be in that mood for too long. Like cry for 5 minutes and go over. Because some people, they're going to be so drained and going to be heavy and they like, no. Like take it 5-10 minutes if you need, and after be on track. The sooner you do that, the sooner you're gonna be able to just smile again and you're gonna be able to face your problem. You know, like just do it. So if you need to cry, if you need to take your emotion out of yourself and just, you know, take time for yourself, do it for a short little time. You get what I mean? Don't be in that type of mood for too long, and after you don't want to work your business or something like that, just do it. Okay, the next point is life is fragile, sudden and shorter than what you think. You know, some people, they're always like, oh, you know, you have so many time, like life is so long. No, life is not that long. You never know what tomorrow can be happening, you know? So spend your time wisely today and pause long enough to appreciate it. We're always on the rush. You need to appreciate, but life is not that long. Like, it's long if you are in the type of situation that you don't like your job, you don't like have family or friend that are supporting you. Like, this is when it's long. But when you're always on the go and you always have new project, new opportunity, like, you can do it fast, you know? So every single moment you get is a gift. Don't waste your time with people that are not appreciating you, that don't value, that don't respect you. Move on. You know, spend your time on things that move you to the direction that you want, to your goal, to what matters for you. So if, like I said, you have a job that you don't like, you have family that don't understand your situation, or friend, like, your circle don't serve you, move on. And I know that for some people, you know, you've been friends with people that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, move on. Like, at some point, you just need to move these people out of your life. Okay? The next one is emotionally separate yourself from your problem. Okay? You are far greater than your problems. Okay? You are living. You can breathe. You can enjoy. You can run. You have your legs. You have all your ability. You can do it. Okay, like, being who is infinitely more complex than all your individual problem added to together. And that's mean that you are way more powerful than you think. You have all the ability to change your problem on a positive way, to change your way on how you feel about them. You know, sometimes we see one problem so big and you are just like, oh, it wasn't that big. I just have to change my mind. I just have to change my attitude. I just have to change my mindset. I just have to change my circle. I just have to change this and this and this. So sometimes you just need to question yourself. Why this problem seems so big for me? Because maybe for another person, it's just like, oh, you just need to change that. What is so a big deal? So you just need to ask yourself, okay, so why for me this thing is like crazy? You need to ask yourself. Or you need to talk with other people. Like, okay, so, like, for you, this problem, what you should do? Like, what will you do if this happening for you? Because sometimes it's not because you don't have the answer that you don't know how to figure out. Ask questions for the people that you have, you know, trust in. The next one is you need to see every challenge as something that can educate you. Okay, so ask yourself, what is this situation mean to teach me? You know, like I said, every single thing that happening is for you, not to you. So every situation, sorry, that you are living it is a lesson to teach you. Okay, maybe some of the lesson is include like to be stronger, to communicate more clearly, to trust to yourself more, to express your love, to express yourself, to forget something, to know something that you have to letting go, to try something new, to get out of your comfort zone. So like I said, every single situation has something to teach you. And maybe at first you're going to just be like, I don't know. I don't know how I can move on. I don't know how this can teach me, but just sit down and ask yourself and look at your emotion. This can help you a lot. So when you are feeling like you have this situation and you are feeling this type of feeling, what can be together, like, why I'm feeling that type of way because of this situation, why? Question yourself and be open mind for yourself, because like, even for in our business, like, some people are super shy to go on social media or to go live, and at some point they know it's because of this thing, you know, but they cannot comfort themselves. Like, for example, going live, maybe it's going to be because of their people who can see them on social media, because of their friend from high school at their job. They are shy, but why? You know? The next thing is, things change, but the sun always rises the next day. Okay, so, for example, bad news always happen, but nothing is permanent. Good news happen, nothing is permanent too. It's both way. So for example, if you have a really, really bad weeks, like you are just like, this week was really not mine. I just have like bad things happening for me at my job, in my life. But when you have a super good week, it's the same thing. You will not always have good weeks. You will not always have good news. Sometimes you have to, you know, fight yourself and learn and have a lesson and grow and have more happiness and etc. So things change. It cannot always be positive. It cannot always be negative. But you are the only person who can change that. And you are the only person who attract those things in your life too. You know? The next thing is giving up on moving on what are two very different things. So giving up and moving on are two very different things. Okay, this coming on the point where you get tired of chasing someone and trying to fix everything, like run after money, run after a raise up, run after someone that you like. Okay, but it's not giving up, you know, but it's not giving up and it's not the end. It's just a new beginning. And you need to realize that finally, when you don't need certain people and thing and the drama they bring. Basically, so there is the difference by giving up and moving on. When you are giving up, it's just because you are just, maybe it's like this opportunity is not for you. You don't give enough energy. You don't give enough effort. You don't put all of your, like, you were just not all in. But when you are moving on, you're just like, you know, I've tried everything. It's not for me. I tried to be with this person. This person, we're not connect. I try to, get more on my comfort zone. I try to be with those people. They are not serving me. I'm moving on. So giving up and moving on is not the same thing. But some people think this is the same thing, but this is not. Okay, you need to look at the both difference. The next thing is perfect relationship doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, guys. We always have to improve. We always have to work on themselves. So there is not such a thing as perfect. Like the ideal relationship is not existing. And this is how two people deal with imperfection of a relationship. You know, maybe you, when your partner do some, like, does certain thing, is irritates you. You don't like it. But trust me, when you are doing something, your partner don't like it too. You know, so you need to communicate in a better way. You need to tell your people and, you know, your family or any people that, you know, love. Like, when you are doing that, I don't like it. Like, change that. But you need to change too. It's not just on one way. It's on both ways. So the perfect relationship, it can be with your partner, with your friend, with your business partner. You need to always talk. Always communicate. Okay? The next thing is you must love yourself too. Guys, you must love yourself too. There is nothing selfish about self-care and self-love. We need to change that mindset. We need to change that thought. So many people are just like, oh my God, this girl is like, she's loving herself way too much. She's so selfish. Always talk about her. She always talk about her business, herself, and her life, and her, so what? There is nothing selfish, trust me. And we cannot give what we don't have, you know? Enrich your life and you will be like living, like you will live, like, oh, sorry, I don't know how to phrase it. Like, you will be living, giving to other people. Your contribution to this world matter. You have a purpose to be here. But you can only transmit all your blessing and like your purpose on a positive energy when you are positive with your own place, with your own self. So do things that serve you. Be selfish with other people. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with you. Do some self-care, and self-care will be different for every single person. Self-love is going to be different for every single person. Maybe for some people, it's going to be to go to a spa, to have like facial massage, to go to Sephora, to shop, like do some shopping. But maybe for other people, it's going to be just to be in nature, like to be close to water, to just like be in silence, to just like meditate, to just have time for themselves. That's okay. Maybe for you, it's going to be to just stay at home with nothing to do and just listen to TV. Because you can never do that because you have kids, you have your 9-to-5. Self-care is different for every single person, and that's okay. So don't compare yourself on what this people are doing for feel yourself more. Okay, so you must love yourself too, guys. It's always start with you. And, you know, we always hype other people. I don't know for you if you feel like that. Like, we always hype our friend. We always hype our, like, our family. Oh, you can do it. You're super beautiful. I like the dress. I like everything. But when you are looking at yourself, don't many people talk to them in a better way, in a positive way. And you need to change that. You need to choose your word wisely on how you talk to yourself. Okay. The next point is don't let other people make decisions for you. Okay. So don't let other people make decisions for you. Sometimes you just have to leave, not carry about what they think of you. Okay. And prove to yourself that you are better than they think you are. So even if you are just like, you know, I'm a little bit shy, you don't really take too much place, take place, own the place. This is your life. Why you are giving your life in the hands of other people that maybe, yes, you know them for a long time, maybe it's your family, but who cares? You are the best people to trust yourself and to make decisions for you. You can take advice, you can ask advice, but at the end of the day, you are the only person who can make those choices. You know? And even if it's your in your personal life, in your business, like you are the person who can make the best choice for yourself. So don't let anyone, and even if you're in your business and other people are doing one thing and you're just like, I don't know, like I have something in me that tell me I need to go in the other side. Do it. If you fail, you fail. If you grow, you grow. But you're going to grow in both sides. If you win, if you lose, you're going to grow. You're going to learn. You're going to be a lesson, just like I said before. Okay? So be aware that you are the only person who can make the best choice for you, even if it's good or not. Okay? So the next one is resentment hurts you, not them. Okay, so always forget people and move on. Even if they never ask you for, your forgiveness, don't do it for them. Do it for you, basically. Like, don't try to always be on a situation or to always think, oh, this person did that to me. I don't like, just move on. This person don't deserve your attention. This person don't deserve that you care about them. This person don't deserve that you give energy, basically. So don't do it for them, just do it for you. Like, it's just a waste of happiness. It's just unnecessary stress that you have in your life right now. Just move on. You know, remember, like I said, there is a difference between giving up and move on. Like, some people, you cannot help them. They don't want. Like, just move on. Like, when you try to help them and to give them a better way and to give them a better life or a better way to look at, you know, the world, if they don't make the effort for themselves, just move on. Move on. Okay? The next point is consciously nurture your inner hope. Okay, so consciously nurture your inner hope. Okay, a loss, a worry, a illness, a dream crush, no matter how deep your heart or how high your aspiration, do yourself a favor and post at least once a day. Okay, place your hand on your heart and say, hope life hears. You need to, you know, always talk to your inner self. Do a favor to yourself to take pause and just be like, okay, so I want this big goal. How can this happen to me? You know, have faith on yourself. Have hope on yourself. Do this for you. Love yourself enough. Okay? The next one is, it's better to be heard by the truth than confront by a lie. So you must see things how they are in sin. No, sorry. You must see how they are and stand on how you hope. I mix everything, okay? So you must see things on how they are for real and stand on how you hope or wish or expect them to be. And this can apply in so many different of your life. And it's always better to be slapped, you know, slap in the face with the truth than to just be kissed with her lie. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this can be applied in so different area of your life. It can be with your business, with your relationship, with your, like, with your personal life. Always tell the truth and always ask the truth. Okay? Like, even if it's hard and you really want and you hope that it's going to be the answer that you want, ask for the truth, for the real one. Because some people, they're going to try to, you know, tell you a story, tell you some example, and after tell you the truth between all of that. No, just be straight up and tell me the truth. I have someone like that. If I ask for a question, tell me the truth. If I ask for like advice on how, for example, in my business, like how did I did for a call, whatever, tell me the truth. Like, don't try to come up with a story. No, just tell me the truth. You know, so maybe you can be like that too. Always ask for the truth. Okay. The next one is not giving what you want. Sorry, not getting what you want can be a blessing. So not getting what you want can be a blessing for you. Okay. And like I said, not getting what you want sometime is a wonderful and a good luck. Because it forces you to reevaluate things. Open new door, new opportunity, get more information. Maybe to see like other opportunities, see what you can have other ways to just look around. Because maybe at this present time, you want this, but the universe, God, know that, I don't think this is good for her. I don't think she really want that. I think she want that because this and this and that, because other people. I don't think she really want this thing. So maybe, like I said, sometime when you don't receive what you want, is a blessing for you. Is a blessing for you. Next one. Laughing is the best medicine for stress. You can laugh, you know, at yourself, at other people, to be, you know, kind, you know, not in a right way. So find the humor in whatever situation you are in. Optimism is an happiness magnet. If you stay positive, good things and good people will come to you. And that's true. I see one story. I don't remember, like, if the guy have cancer or something like that. And he have a big, like, how can I say, like, diagnostic, I don't know. And, like, the medicine, like, the doctor didn't know how to do with this person. Like, it was so bad. And because he was always laughing, like, you can search on internet. Because when he always laugh, he ended up being okay and didn't have cancer after. Now, I don't have all these stories, so I don't want to give like wrong information, but I seen one time. So just laugh, be happy, smile, just be positive, and you will have the same thing. The next point is worrying is literally a waste of energy. Worrying is literally a waste of energy, guys. Worry will not, you know, drain tomorrow out of your problem. It will drain you on your strain of today. So you can control what you can control. So all the other thing, move on. You try something, move on. It's not working, move on. You don't like it, move on. This person is not respecting you, move on. Don't value, move on. It's just a waste of energy, guys. We don't need that. You don't need to be stressed about that. It's not, no, we just don't want that. Okay. So the next one is, even when it's hard to move, just take small step forward. Okay. Even when it's super hard to move, take small little step. Like, especially in, you know, trying times, it's super important to always push yourself forward. Push yourself forward. Do a little bit more. Do a little step. And this little step will make all the difference. Because momentum is everything. As long as you keep the momentum positive, keyword, as long as you keep the momentum positive, even if you're moving like small step, you will eventually get, you know, to the finish line. So celebrate every single step that you take today, no matter how small they are. Every single step lead you forward on your goal. Okay, so where you were yesterday, you are more closer now. And you're going to be more closer tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Because so many people are just like, yeah, but I'm just so slow. Like, I'm not as, you know, quick as I want. I'm not this, like, your talk is so negative that you don't want to move. You don't want to take those steps. So always remember, if you only take small step, it's better than just not take anything. So do it. Take a little step and see what you can do to be better yesterday. You know, just one person better, one step to get forward. Okay. The next point is you are better off without some people that you thought you need. Okay. So sometimes it's better to be alone than to be with people who are not serving you. And this is the sad truth. There are some people who will only be there for you as long as you want. Sometimes they need, sometimes you don't need them. And when you no longer serve them, they will let you go. They will leave you. And that's okay. The good news is that if you, you know, let them go, you will eventually find your people. You know, if you let the bad people go out and leave, you'll attract your great friends. You will attract your people that will always be there for you. And even sometimes, like, you're going to see people that, for example, you've been working for them, like, for so long. You've been friends with them for so long, but you change. They don't change. Your reality is different, and that's okay. Just leave them go. Don't try to keep them and, you know, tell them. So just let them go. Let them go. Maybe they're going to come back. I don't know. But you need to let them go to people that are not serving you, because you will find your people. Trust me. You will find your people. The next point is, you know, life is not easy. Life is not easy. I don't know who's going to tell you that, you know, life is going to be perfect. You are just smile. You're going to just go through everything super easily. No, it's not. Life is not easy. And if you expect to be, like I said, if you expect it to be, you will always be disappointed about yourself, you know, because it's going to take you so much effort to accomplish something. Like, you're going to just be not in the right vibration. So start every morning ready to run farther than you did yesterday and fight harder than you did yesterday. Above all, make sure that you properly align your effort with your goal. This is so key. It won't be easy, but you know that it's going to be so worth it at the end. Okay? So don't expect to, you know, something is going to be so easy. You know, like, different things are going to be easy. It's going to click. It's going to be so fast. But for so many other things, it's going to be so hard. So hard. So you need to fight. You need to be aware. You need to be ready. So every single day, every single morning, start your day. Okay, so how can I be better than yesterday? How can I push? How can I be harder, fight harder, have more result? Okay? The next point is that your future is unwritten. Okay? So regardless on how, you know, your past have been, your future is still, you know, spotless. Your future is still spotless. So don't start your day with, you know, a broke mindset. That don't start your day when, like, with negative thoughts. This is not serving you. Each day is literally a new beginning for you. Every single morning we wake up, like, it's your first day. Day one. It's day one for the rest of your life. Every single morning. And one of the very best way to get beyond past trouble is to concentrate yourself and concentrate all your attention and effort on something that your future will thank you for it. Okay, so I'm going to repeat. One of the best way to be beyond your past trouble is to concentrate all your attention and effort on something that your future will say, like, thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing this for the past 1 month, 2 months, like 1 year. Okay. The next thing is that I almost done. Okay, I just have like 4 or 5 points. You are not trapped. You just need to relearn a few things. And again, this can be applied in so many different areas of your life. You are not trapped. You just need to relearn a few things, and that's okay. Because you should be a student every single day. That you are in, that you have your business, that you have your 9-to-5. I don't care. You should learn every single day. I don't care of your age too. Is that because you have a family, that you have kids, that you don't have to learn anything? You should not. We all have doubts that make us feel like trapped at sometimes. If you have doubt, if you doubt about, I don't know, your ability to make a life, you know, to make some decision today, a new chapter in your life, or to fight yourself after, you know, years and years, you should take those decisions. Okay, and you still have your wing, but you, like, how can I say? Like, you just have to be aware that you need to work every single day, that you need to, you know, learn. And when you're in your car, for example, if you're listening to the radio or something that is so negative, just put a podcast. If you're always listening to music, maybe on your way to work, put some podcast. And when you come back, put some music. But just always learn. We can, you know, learn so many things, and we have so many information and good, you know, speaker, that you need to give yourself a chance to grow. Give yourself time and a chance to grow and to learn new things and to change your pattern and to change your mindset. Because again, if I don't care if it's been like, if you have a family, if it's been like, if you've been in your industry for years, you always have something to learn on a personal side. You always, 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 always. And then the other thing is that you always have choice. You always have choice. No matter what, there is always at least two options. If you can physically change something, you can change the way that you think about it. And you can view this as an invitation to learn something new, to view in a different way, to look at opportunity to wake you up in your inner world. So you always have choice. You know, when some people, they are just like, you know, I don't have choice, I have to do it. Yes, you have choice. Yes, you can say yes or say no. If you cannot physically do it and change something, you can change the way that you think about it. So you always have choice. So don't tell me, oh, you know, I don't have choice, I have to do it. They tell me this. You always have the choice. Okay? The next point is let other in when you are in a dark place. So, like, they won't always be able to push you out of the dark place, so let them in. Let the people who are not serving you, who put you in a dark place, let those people in this place. Okay? Don't try to save them. Like, you need to be selfish and take time for yourself. Look at yourself first, especially in those times. Because you attract those people, unfortunately, and you attract those situations, and you need to change something about that. Okay? The next point is, if you ask a negative question, you will get a negative answer. You know? There is no positive answer when you ask them, why me? Why me? Like, when you are just like, what if? Like, why didn't I? Blah, blah, blah. Will you allow someone else to ask you, you know, a diligent question that you sometimes ask yourself? So stop. Okay? What, like, what if I didn't go there? What if it doesn't, like, it's always happening to me? Why I don't have control over that? Why can I not do this? Why, like, be positive. Be positive. Because, like I said, the word that you are using, this is exactly what it's like, the man that you're sending to the universe. Okay, so you need to be careful on that. And the last point is the end is a new beginning. The end of everything is just a new beginning for you. So say to yourself, okay, so dear past, thank you for all the life lesson, okay, you have taught me. The future, I am ready now. Because a great beginning always occurs at this point that you thought this would be the end of something. It will be the end of everything. Oh my God, it's the end. I cannot do it. No, it's just a new beginning for you. Maybe you don't see it as much positive, but at the end of the day, when you are finishing something, it's because you have a new beginning starting for you. You have new change to, you know, change your reality, to change your situation. So you have to look at things in a better way. Okay? You can always improve yourself. You can always change your situation. But if you see all the points that I just tell you, they all have one thing in common. And the one thing is that it always starts with you. You are the only person who can change everything. You are the only person who can make this happen for you. So it always starts with you. And I think I can never say it as much as I can, but yes, it is true. It's always working for you. So thank you so much for every single person who were on Wake Up With Orfab. And if you are listening on Spotify or Apple Music, see you next week. Bye, guys.